And with April upon us, it is Move More Month, which has been designated by the American Heart Association. Also coincides with National Walking Day that is happening today. And my guest who's with me on the Jersey Central Newsmaker Hotline is an expert volunteer for the American Heart Association. And he's also the author of Generation Exercise, and here to talk about the importance of physical activity and just walking and just taking better care of yourself. Great to have Len Saunders with me this morning on WCTC. Good morning, Len. It is Burt Barron. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for being here. Why is April? Why does it make it such a special month for the American Heart Association? It's about health and kind of taking better care of ourselves for this month, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The American Heart Association really wants people to get up and active and move around.
Now, even if a person has a very busy day, Len, and I'm sure you've heard every reason and every excuse under the sun for people, I'm too busy, I have this, I have that. Even if you can't do the 30 minutes, at least get something every day, right? Is that the advice you have for people?
Yeah, I mean, some of those old tales that you always hear, and they're obvious, people forget, you know, whether it's take a walk during your lunch break and get outside. You know, now the weather's changing and you have a little break, go outside, get some fresh air, or take the stairs. Instead of the elevator, or park at a really far spot and walk to the office just to get some movement.
Yeah, and these are things that part of your normal everyday routine, you're just making a minor little tweak that forces you to get a little bit more physical activity out of it. And the one with the stairs instead of the elevator is remarkable. Every time if I'm at the mall or if I'm at Atlantic City, one of the casinos, people look at me like I'm crazy because I'm the only guy on the stairs. But it's an opportunity for me to get some exercise. And it doesn't take much, Len. It really doesn't.
It's just every little effort makes a big deal. And I know when I'm at work, people always make fun of me in the morning because I'm always walking around. And like, well, you're getting your steps first thing in the morning. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's the best thing. It's walking is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it. And I enjoy how I feel, you know. And as I'm getting a little bit older now, I really want to take care of myself and live a long, productive life. And all these habits that we do now will carry on, you know, as we get older and older.
Yeah, and just so many benefits when it comes to physical activity, whether you're someone who, as you mentioned, gets in the 30 minutes a day, or you're someone who is an elite athlete that has, you know, a very serious workout routine that involves, you know, weight training, exercise, dietary demands and whatnot. There are benefits to all levels of physical activity for everybody. Is that right?
Yeah, we really need to really investigate ourselves and look into our own selves and realize that we're not always going to be young and healthy, and we need to take care of ourselves. You lower the risk of diseases, you have stronger bones and muscles, you improve your mental health, cognitive function, and even you lower your rate of depression. So there's a lot of benefits to getting some type of physical activity, and the American Heart Association is the number one resource and organization to get people up and moving and promote these type of activities.
Yeah, a great organization that I'm so proud to have been a partner with for so many years. And, of course, WCTC continues to be the official media sponsor and media partner of the American Heart Association, the New Jersey chapter, and the Go Red for Women luncheon that we're looking forward to. I don't think anyone has ever used the excuse, Len, I didn't walk today because I can't afford it. You know, walking is free. Just find a place to do it, right? It's that simple.
And a lot of exercise is free. There's things you could do at home that just make it easier. And, you know, do activities with your family or even like if you have kids, commercial size. Every time commercials come on TV, exercise together as a family. Just find that little thing that you could do as a group and as a family that becomes part of your routine, because we do become creatures of habit, and we do look for things in this type of world right now where everything's technological, and we look for the easy path out of things. And sometimes the harder path is what keeps us more active. And we should look for those paths in our lives.
Yeah, very true. Len, talk about Generation Exercise. Is that a book or something that you've put together with some information for people?
Yes, it's a book coming out at the end of June. And it's really a book that helps parents and the children do these simple things to stay healthy. And it really promotes all these things that the American Heart Association suggests in all the literature. But it's about nutrition and diet and exercise and getting the right amount of sleep and adequate hydration and all those things that help people lead a healthy lifestyle.
Thank you for mentioning adequate hydration, because I was just having a discussion with someone the other day about when the question comes up, and maybe you have some insight to the answer about how much water should a person drink over the course of a day. I've heard, you know, a fixed number of glasses or ounces of water, or I've heard theories where it involves a little bit of a mathematics equation that involves your body weight and your age and all this other stuff. Is there a one-size-fits-all answer, Lynn, for how much water a person should drink each day?
In my opinion, no. I mean, there are people who say you should drink half your body weight in ounces, and sometimes that's not really, you know, going to do it for people. It might be too much. You can have too much water, and it may not benefit your body. I think just having, you know, a glass of water in the morning when you wake up first thing, you know, to flush out the toxins from your body, and then water at the meals, and hydrating throughout the day, and having fruit which has natural water in it. And, you know, the one key that you do is, you know, you can look at the color of your urination in the morning. If it's really yellow, that means you possibly are not drinking enough water. You want it to be a lighter color. So it's really different for everybody, but you should not neglect having water. And that's the thing that people do. A lot of times they're drinking a lot of the sugary drinks, and they're getting a lot of calories from that as well. So it's important to drink the right type of liquids and to hydrate throughout the entire day, because your body will benefit more from that and will help you exercise better.
Yeah, very important stuff. As we wrap up, Lynn, I'm curious to know what led you to your work and your volunteer work with the American Heart Association. How did you come together with working with this great group?
Well, I've been with them for over a dozen years now, and they're such a great organization that really promote all the things that I do. I work with children most of the day, and I have the same beliefs and philosophies that they do, and we have the same agenda, is to help people lead a healthy lifestyle and to take care of themselves and to be educated on how to do that.
Well, all great information today, Lynn, and I thank you for taking some time. Where can people go online to get some more information about your book that's coming out soon?
It's on Amazon. Just do a search for my name, Lynn Saunders, or look up the book Generation Exercise.
All right, we'll look for it. Lynn Saunders, a volunteer with the American Heart Association and now author of a book called Generation Exercise. Look for that. Thank you for your work with the American Heart Association. Passionate volunteer for that group, as I know you are, so I thank you for that. And here's to a happy and healthy April to you and for everyone, Lynn. So thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you for having me.